So let's discuss. So we've been learning all week about Shinui Makom, the concept of leaving one's place and having to say do bracha or not. So there are two basic factors in regards to this halacha. Number one is, what are you eating? Different foods have different halachas. We didn't discuss the foods. I'll just mention Rashi Prakam in just a moment about the difference of a food. And the focus of our discussion was really which places, when you leave, which places will warrant a new bracha. So in terms of foods, just as a background, the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw, tells us that the practice we have is when a person is eating a bread meal, you're having Shabbos Suda, let's say, and a person walks outside, so that certainly is not considered Shinui Makom. You don't have to say new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, if a person does plan to leave a house, even during a bread meal, you shouldn't walk out. Ideally, best to bench and not having to do Shinui Makom. Even though if you were to leave, you wouldn't say new bracha, bench before you leave. He does point out, however, if you plan to run out quickly and come back inside, your kids are playing outside, they need you, it's a Shabbos Suda, you could leave and on the intent of coming right back in. But if you plan to go to Mincha, let's say, or go somewhere else, and you come back half an hour later, best really to bench before leaving. So when it comes to bread meals, though, there is really no problem with Shinui Makom. When it comes to water or fruits, regular fruits, so the halacha also is that there is Shinui Makom. When I'm drinking water in my house, and I step outside my house, so then the bracha is over, I would have to say a new bracha. There is a discussion, we discussed this last night in the night shiurim, about what about Shivas Haminim. There's a big machlokas by Shivas Haminim. How do you categorize Shivas Haminim? Is Shivas Haminim going to be like bread? That if I ate pomegranates or dates and I walk outside, I don't have to say a new bracha, just like bread? Or do we say Shivas Haminim is like water? And when I step outside, I would have to say new bracha. So that's machlokas Rashbam and Tosos in our sugya kuv beis mebeis. You didn't see this; it's all outside. Mm-hmm. So just in terms of halacha lemaisa, the way the Shulchan Aruch and Rama bring down all three opinions, meaning some say only bread is protected from Shinui Makom. Another opinion is no bread and all shivas haminim are not subject to Shinui Makom. And the third opinion is bread and any of the grain, bread and mizonos, are exempt from Shinui Makom, but the fruits, even the other fruit of Shivas Haminim, are subject to Shinui Makom. So the way the Mishnah Berurah says is, a person should be meikel when it comes to brachos. Meaning if a person has bread, or even any of the Shivas Haminim, if you step outside, you should not say a new bracha when it comes to the Shivas Haminim. Grapes, pomegranates, dates, all those things, you should not say new bracha when stepping outside. That's in terms of foods. Our focus here is now what's considered Shinui Makom, which changing of places would require saying a new bracha. So the Gemara had a chilek between what the Gemara said was mibayis lebayis and makom li makom. Bayis lebayis is clear. From one house to my neighbor's house is certainly a problem of Shinui Makom, and we're going to now, let's just have in mind drinking water. Something that's shahakal to make things simple, drinking water or candy. You have a candy, you step outside your house, everybody agrees you need to say a new bracha. Now, what about makom l'makom? If it's makom l'makom, so the Gemara says from one place to another place, you don't need to say a new bracha. How do you define makom l'makom? That's the ambiguity of the Gemara, which leads to this whole discussion. So what the Rashi says makom l'makom means from bayis l'aliyah. If I'm, let's say, in my house, and I'm going to my upstairs floor, for whatever reason I'm going to my downstairs floor, so that would not be considered a problem, according to Rashi. That would what we call cheder lecheder. From one room to another room, says Rashi, that's not a problem of Shinui Makom. You may move around in your house. Yeah?
Practically eating a candy or something.
We'll get to those cases. Yeah, we'll get to those. Right now we're talking about you have in mind to drink inside your house, and then you go outside, that's a problem. But let's say you went upstairs to your room, according to Rashi, you would not have to say new bracha. Cheder lecheder is not called Shinui Makom. That's how at least Rashi understands this. But other Rishonim say differently. If you take a look, I assume you saw this all inside. The way the Rambam understands is number two. The Rambam says, "Hamishane makomo mipina lapina." Person changes from one corner to another corner. Mibayit achad, eino tzarach lachzor levarach. So this is very unclear. You go from one corner to another corner, that's not called Shinui Makom. Is Rambam referring to Shinui of, sorry, Pina Lapina in one room? This is my one room. I'm having a kid this year in this room. That corner to that corner. Is that what he's talking about? And therefore there's no Shinui Makom? But let's say that corner to the other classroom, is that also not shinui makom. It's unclear from the Rambam whether he allows you to move around in multiple rooms, or he's referring to only in one room, one corner to the other corner is fine, but one corner to another corner in the house, to a whole other room, that's still unclear for the Rambam. So look how the Shulchan Aruch says this, which again, I assume you saw this inside. Number three, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Aval im diber imo besocha bayis." If you're talking to a guy inside the house, you got it from your table and you're talking to a guy, you're schmoozing with him, "afa pisha shino makomo mipina lapina." Even though you were eating at this side of the room and you walked to the room over there to that side of the room, that's not a problem. Ein tzarich levarich. And Magnum writes, "was mean bayis echad, perish becheder echad." The Magen Rambam says we're talking about the same exact room, one corner to the other corner is not shinui makom. But if you go to a different room, according to the Magen Rambam, it would be shinui makom. So that means now, in your house, when you're washing, if you're washing, kitchen, most people's, when I was in my old house in a different location, so the way we had it was, we had switched our dining rooms, which most Jewish families do, to the living room. We had a room in the dining room. So we made our living room, the living room, into the dining room and vice versa. So it turns out, where we were having our dining room, it was right next to, they had this little area where he would grow plants or something. There's a sink. So your mamash had a sink in our dining room. So in terms of saying Kiddush and washing and having the suda and making a motzi, it all was in the same room. But outside of that, most people have the kitchen having the washing. The sink is in the kitchen, and the dining room has a table. So you're always leaving different rooms from the dining room to the kitchen to wash your hands. That's always going to be a problem of cheder lecheder. So how will the Magen Rambam get around that problem? So that means I need to say Kiddush, and then I go wash, and I come back, I would have to have another Kiddush. I have more grape juice. I would have to say a new bracha, perhaps, on that walking to other rooms. So this is a very, very hard thing to accomplish. You have to stay in the same room the entire meal? And none of us do that. When we're having a meal, the kids need us, we always go to another room. But the Magen Rambam says, if you leave your room, if you leave that room, you have to say a new bracha. That's shinui makom. Now, the Ber Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, has a very hard time understanding how that could be. And it's pretty much because based on what he had observed in Radin and other places, he says it can't be true. No one is machmer. Everyone has a meal in room A, and they always walk to room B and room C throughout the meal. So he says it must be that changing from cheder to cheder in one house is certainly not going to be shinui makom. So he says, after going through and bringing many rayas without getting involved in the different rayas, he says at the end of the day, as follows: Roy v'nachon lachush lechachida. This is the last four lines of the Ber Halacha. It's appropriate that a person should be very, very careful, l'das acharonim, shelo likone safil mecheder lecheder, be'em sachilasa. When a person's eating, b'dvarim she'en tunim bracha achareim bimkomam. So again, he says, forget bread meals. The guy's having an ice cream sandwich, I don't know. Or you're having, you're drinking water. You're drinking water in room A, you're having tea or coffee in your kitchen. He says a person, l'chadchila, should not get out of his kitchen to go to the dining room or any other room in the house. That's l'chadchila. He says, unless, imlo shahaya daita lezeh mitchila b'shasa bracha. Unless his das was that when he sat down to have his coffee, which most of our das is, I don't, you know, whoever drinks coffee, whatever you drink, we all of us have in mind, not not proactively, but we all, it's understood that we're going to get up from our drinking. But if a person, let's say, said, I'm going to have my tea, I'm going to stay in the kitchen and read my newspaper until I'm done, I'm going to have my coffee and tea and that's it, and then he's being called to the other room, a person should lichachila not go to the other room until he says a bracha achron, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. Unless, again, you had in mind that you're going to walk around to different places, in that case, one would be able to. But l'chachila, you shouldn't walk to another room if you didn't have in mind initially. That's what he ends up concluding. Now, this is very halacha l'maisa. We'll get to your case of the candy in just a second. Those who work in office buildings. I had the zechus of working in a big office building many years ago in 42nd in Madison and PricewaterhouseCoopers. So we had different floors. PwC had like 7, 8 different floors. So I would work, I don't remember the floor number it was, I'd work on floor one, but then I'd walk up to another floor or take an elevator to Daven Mincha. So it happens all the time. People go in and out in the same office building. So the idea is that if a person had in mind to go up to different rooms and even to different levels in the same bais, in the same house, that's not considered a problem of shinui makom. Shinui makom is only when you leave the house. when you're in the house, when you're in the building, l'chachila, you shouldn't move around from room to room. But if you had in mind that you're going to, so then a person does not have to say a new bracha. And that's, again, very halacha l'maisa about walking around different floors in an office building.
Robert, what about just make a bracha shahakol, you know, in your coffee in the morning in your house, and then you're walking with it to shul?
Okay, so we'll get to those exactly those cases we'll get to as well.
Okay.
So before we get to that point, so in terms of right now, one heter is to have in mind. Having in mind where you're going to go in one house, that or one building, that's something you can rely on lichat chila. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in number 8, it has to be your das when you said the initial bracha. When you're saying the bracha of shahakol on your coffee, on your tea, you have in mind you're going to be going to different rooms within the house, different floors or different rooms in the office building. The das is something that that works, that allows you to hold on to that initial bracha. That's one heter. Number 2 heter, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you see your place of initial eating, if you look at number 9, he says, v'hu adin imroeh mekom harishon she'achal sham. If you see that initial place where you ate, afil der chalon. So, I don't know, some people have, forget a window, but let's say your kitchen and dining room. So oftentimes they're next to each other. So if you're eating in your dining room, you go to your kitchen. So if you see the place where you're having your coffee, so that's considered as if you're continuing your meal and you would not have to say a new bracha. Vafilu miktas mekomo nami moel, af shel haya daita mitchila. He says that even if you see only part of your place, meaning let's say I could see only the part of my chair, the handle of my chair where I was sitting down, even though I don't see the whole chair, but I go into the kitchen, I could see part of the chair, that's considered continuing your drinking of the coffee, and you would not have to say a new bracha. But he does point out this is only true.
That includes any part of the room that you could see, not just the actual.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure from what he's saying. Is that true, yeah?
Well, you said Mekomo is defined as anywhere in the same room.
Yeah, is it? I don't know. Mekomo could.
Earlier, Mekomo was defined as.
It could be, mate. It could be. You could,
if you're translating the theater, but also Bible, it's a shining makom. But anywhere in the theater would be considered the same makom. So then, wouldn't the corollary of that be that the part that you could see could be any part of that room that you were in? Since if you went to that part of the room, you could have.
Right. Let's see one second here. He says here. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says that what you're saying, that if you see only part of the room, that's sufficient according to Aruch HaShulchan here. And according to the Ketzos HaShulchan, it says you have to be able to see only part of the Dal Amos where you were actually sitting. So it's still unclear exactly what Mekomo meant. So, okay, we'll leave that as an open question. I'm not sure. Aruch HaShulchan is certainly someone you could rely on. So if you, again, you're in one corner of the dining room, now you move to the kitchen, and you could see, not your place where you sat, but you could see some part of the dining room, according to Aruch HaShulchan, that's also, as Binyamin is saying, that also would work to allow the bracha to continue. So we have two heterim right now. A way a person could leave from room to room in one house is either having the das, which is the easiest thing, having in mind that you're going to move from room to room, or to be able to see miktas mekoma, part of the initial place where you started eating. Now it's very important to realize that Mishnah Berurah says the heter of seeing your makomo is only true from cheder to cheder in one house. But if you leave your house and you go to your backyard, let's say, and you could see inside through the windows, through the back door, let's say, you could see the dining room, that does not work. Re'iyah does not work from leaving the house. Re'iyah only works when a person is within the same house.
Remember, you're saying the house is the same as like a building.
Exactly. House
same
is,
as a shul.
Exactly.
Right? We have 3 floors here.
Exactly. Right. Let's get to see that clearly in the Aruch HaShulchan. Look at number 11, who makes this very clear, that even in a building with different houses and different rooms, in my house, I own every room. So there we could say that cheder to cheder, I can understand moving from room to room, it would make sense. But to go to an apartment building, now when I was living in the Heights, we would oftentimes have a meal in our house, then we go to our friends in the same building, but a different apartment, of course, for dessert. So would I have to say a new bracha? Now, that's a bread meal. So bread meals are a little bit different. But if I were to have a coffee and I wanted to go have a coffee in my house and I moved over to my friends to continue having coffee, would that require a new bracha? That's cheder lecheder in one bias, if you will. So look what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Number 11, he says, "Dechol shetachas gag echad mikre bayis achas." Anything that's below one roof is all called one house. L'inyin zeh, with respect to this halacha. Shetel Daito, that his das is going to be effective, Af Shehem Batim B'fnei Atzmon, even though they're different apartments, they're different houses, people live in different apartments there, Kigom Shemafsik Beishar B'neim, there's some breaks in between them, Shekorin Pir Hoiz, I don't know what that means, something house, V'lachein, Harod Selishos Chamin B'kamel Chadarm. Person wants to have coffee in many different apartments to go visit many friends. He had daito be'esa bracha, shlo yishta b'makom echad, rak yishta kan mat. He should have in mind that he's going to have his coffee a little bit here, have his coffee a little bit there, and through that you're allowed to move around from room to room.
Even if Milka was in Bank of America and PricewaterhouseCooper was where your office is, it's all under one roof.
You should ideally, it's all about that. Ideally, you should have das. He says it's not considered bias la bias, because when you go from one house to the next house, we'll see how that works, but it's considered cheder l'cheder, from one room to another room, and the person should really rely on his das, that he's planning on drinking in Bank of America, PwC. He plans on moving around. Das really protects you from everything. Okay. Now that idea of das is very, very relevant, because that gets to Avrami's question about having a candy and taking a coffee with you. So there are two other heterim that really help even when a person walks outside. There's a Mishnah Berurah that talks about those who have Mishnah Berurah in front of them in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. There's a halacha in Sivdalid. If a person eats bread in one place, he goes to another place, he doesn't eat to bench. It's all considered one continuous eating. And he says it's like people who are holchei drachim, that they nahagu holchei drachim, people who are travel, they eat on the way, derech hiluchim, they're eating as they walk. V'yoshim mvarchim b'malkam siyam achilasam, they take with them candy, and whatever candy doesn't really require bracha achrona, but they're, I don't know, eating an apple. And they're walking with an apple. And then, whenever they finish the apple, wherever they are, 10 blocks later, walking in the city, they say bracha achrona wherever they are. So he says here in the Mishnah Berurah, "Dehem chuli alma motel lehem lahalach v'lecho." This would be an example where they are allowed to lichatchila do this. Isn't this shini makom? I started eating my apple in my house. I started drinking my coffee in my house. I stepped outside. Shouldn't I now have to say a new bracha on the coffee as I step outside? So he says, "Af im ein roen makomam harishon." Even though they can't see the initial place, why are you allowed to continue to do this and drink your coffee as you're walking from your house to the train? Mishum dehem lo kavu atzman lichadchila lechel b'makom shebaruchu. They never establish themselves to eat in a certain place. Shinei makom is only a factor when a person is kovei himself in one place. I'm kovei to sit down. Oh, my neighbors call me. Let me go outside now. That changed. That's shinei makom. But if I had in mind the first place, I'm not sitting here. I know I've got to catch the train in 8 minutes, so then I'm taking the coffee with me, so that would be completely permitted, and therefore it would not be an issue of shinoi makom. So that's true of taking coffee, it's true of candy, it's true of anything that person's taking with them. If they have the das in mind initially, he would not have to say new bracha. Very, very relevant.
Same thing with driving, right?
And same exact thing with driving as well, that's not in and out of the car. As long as a person had a das to go in and out, there is no problem at all. Once you're holchei drachim, it's completely fine. There is another discussion. Let's say a person did not have in mind. Having in mind covers everything. If you did not have in mind, and then you had to go outside, so there's another heter, which is a person is busy eating. Forrest talks about this concept, he quotes from Moshe Feinstein. The person is continuously eating, that also hasn't ended the meal. The whole idea of Shinei Makom is that the meal's over. I leave my house, the meal's over. But let's say I'm still eating. I'm chewing gum. So now I have to say a bracha inside the house for the gum. I step outside, I have to say a new bracha. I didn't have in mind to go outside. I planned on staying inside the whole time. And to take the gum out, say a new shako and put the gum back in. We know there's halacha, you can't say brachas with food in your mouth. So that we have to do. So the Ramosha writes, no. When a person is in the process of still eating, even though he does a shinei makom, that does not require a new bracha, he says. If your mom is still eating, there is no need for a new bracha. Therefore, chewing gum or sucking a candy would not require a new bracha. But let's say you're taking with you an apple. You're eating the apple along the way, but it's not continuous. You take breaks. You take a bite, you swallow, and you take a few seconds break. So there's a suffix where you're holding the food in your hand, but you're not actually eating it in your hand. Again, just to be clear, if you had in mind that you're taking the apple with you to go, you're taking the food with you to go, that was your das, you definitely do not need a bracha. We're talking about a case where you did not have that in mind initially, but you're taking the food with you. I said, I got a call, I got to run to. Let me take the food with me on the road. So then, if you're eating as you walk out of the door and continuously eating, that's all the same suda. But if you're not, you're taking the food with you but not actually eating, that's a suffix. In which case, the Ramosha says to do as follows. If you are eating your apple in your house and then you get a call, so you should then end your eating. Stop eating. Wait a few seconds as you leave the house. This way, that certainly breaks up your eating. Wait, I don't know, 10 seconds. You've stopped eating. You've left the house. And then everyone would agree you should say new bracha rishona on the apple. That's the final case of the Ramosha.
What about the bracha achrona?
If you need a bracha achrona, then you certainly should say a bracha achrona. If you had enough of the apple in the right amount of time, you definitely need a bracha achrona, of course. Now, one final case which is very, very relevant for Sukkos is going in and out of the house for the Sukkos meals, or also a person's having a barbecue. No, they're barbecuing outside, but they're going inside to wash. Well, washing is a different story, but you're going inside, you're not washing, right? You're on a diet, you're not washing, you're just having a lot of hamburgers, a lot of hot dogs and french fries, but you're not going to wash. So now what happens, you're going in and out of the house, you're going to get the ketchup, you're going to get the salt, you're going to get the corn, you're in and out of the house. So is that going to be considered a shinui makom? And same thing with the sukkah, if your sukkah is not like they have an air to sell, where it's not mamish in your house, where they open up the roof, it's where it's in the front porch. And even if it's connected to your house, is that going to be a problem of shinui makom? And it very possibly can be a problem of shinui makom. The post can point out that it is. So what do you do?
Goes into something I'm not understanding. I thought the original point when we said that if it's not in the same house, then it doesn't matter. You know, there's two attempts. You could either have in mind that you're going to leave the house, or leave the room. I thought was that if you go outside, like it doesn't matter if you had in mind, it doesn't matter if you can see the spots, it's not hatchet. But then we said the whole kedrakim. I don't understand how those two things go together.
Well, I mean, we said before that if a person has in mind, just like a whole kedrakim has in mind to not be kaveh suda here, so that das allows him to continue the bracha wherever he goes. So that's on that person is allowed to lichachila rely on. So
the das doesn't have to be the same house.
Does not have to be the same house. So here as well, I guess that's where you're getting to. The answer is, when it comes to having a barbecue, when it comes to eating the sukkah, even though it's outside the house and there would be a actual shinei makom, since we all know that we're going in and out of the house, it's a shinei makom, you can rely on that das. So if a person has in mind, one second, if you're having a barbecue, you know you're going in and out of the house. So even though you didn't articulate, okay, I plan to go in and out of the house, we all know that's what's going to happen anyways. And therefore, that das that you have in mind is sufficient to allow the brachas to continue as you go from in and outside of the house. And the same would hold true as well when it comes to the sukkah. If a person had in mind that he's going to go in and out of the house from the sukkah, that das would be effective as well. Yes, Shlomo. Yeah, that's also a very good point. If a person is having a meal with people, and then he goes inside and people are left over, the Gemara talks about, Shulchan Aruch brings over, mixas chaver were left behind, that also, as Shlomo pointed out to me yesterday from the Mishnah Brura, that heter of leaving people behind in the meal also allows your meal to continue. I mean, even though I didn't have in mind, let's say the case of the barbecue. So, I assume most people have barbecues with family or friends. Not many people have barbecues by themselves, but let's say they're having a whole family party, a block party, and they go inside, and he's only having burgers and dogs. He's only looking for protein. He doesn't wash. So Shlomi's pointing out, this is another heter, and it's very, very good, that if I go inside, since mixas chaverov, I've got people outside still sitting at the picnic table having the barbecue, that also would allow the meal to continue. And same would hold true in the sukkah. If we're having a non-washing meal with friends or family, and I go inside to get something, I come back in, the fact that my friends are still there, my family is still there, that also would allow my suda to continue and would not require a new bracha. So I think many of these cases are not that relevant, but again, it is important. If a person did not have in mind, the moment you had a shahakol, the moment you leave the house, if you're having only a shahakol, only a dhamma, only ha'et, one would have to say a new bracha. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I'm not sure what we're going to do next week, but we'll find something to do.